Dying forests, they were a tap on the shoulder. We got a finger in our chest from the rising sea level, and a sharp poke in the ribs from recent wildfires in Alaska. Then dying coral reefs and eroding coastlines pushed us hard. The drowned polar bears, that was a shove. Melting permafrost, that was a slap. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution before it's too late. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
With over 70 years of excellence and innovation, Henry Ford Community College has helped thousands of college students make their important lifetime educational decisions. HFCC is dedicated to your success, and our faculty will work with you to achieve your goals. Let Henry Ford Community College prepare you for success in today's economy. Winter semester online registration begins October 19th for current students. Log on to hfcc.edu/webadvisor to register. For new students or in-person registration, please call 1-800-585-HFCC. Henry Ford Community College, your best choice, guaranteed.
WebAdvisor is a secure internet program that allows HFCC students and faculty to safely access their college-related information. Through WebAdvisor, current students may register for classes, drop and add classes, pay for classes, retrieve grades, view and print schedules, get updates on financial aid info, check account balances. Log on to WebAdvisor at my.hfcc.edu or from the HFCC homepage at www.hfcc.edu.
Have you ever considered a career in TV, radio, film production, or electronic media production? If you have, then now it's time to turn your dream into a reality. The Associate in Arts degree in Telecommunication at Henry Ford Community College is designed for the student interested in the career areas of advertising, public relations, journalism, and program production for radio, television, film, and multimedia. Both classroom academic knowledge and creative skills are combined with real-world assignments and experience so as to provide a solid foundation for the completion of a four-year telecommunications degree at a transfer institution. For more information about the telecommunications degree offered right here at Henry Ford Community College, contact Professor Susan McGraw at 313-845-9842 or sign up today by calling 1-800-585-HFCC or by logging on to hfcc.edu.
This is WHFR Dearborn. The following show has been pre-recorded.
WHFR Dearborn, the show is pre-recorded. Opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. This is HFCC Campus Collection, The Connection, all the news we think you might want to know about Henry Ford Community College. I'm Dennis.
Hey, I'm Lindsay.
And we are covering ideas, issues, events, whatnot that relate to the college and also the surrounding communities. Lindsay, we have a lot going on in the show today.
We have some really exciting things going on in the show today. Our first interview was earlier today with a job placement officer.
Yep.
And he's got a lot going on, this guy. I'm excited. Let's check it out.
I'm going to put it right now. We're here with Chad Austin, the job placement officer here at Henry Ford Community College. Welcome, Chad.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for coming in. We have a couple questions. I know that first and foremost, you're relatively new to the school.
That's right.
And if you could tell us a little, give us a little background of what you did before and what brought you here.
Sure. I have a background in student affairs. I've worked in colleges since I graduated from college. Henry Ford is hopefully going to be my last stop, but previous to coming to Henry Ford, I worked for 3.5 years at Wayne State University as the assistant director of the Career Planning and Placement Office for the School of Business.
Awesome.
So 3.5 years there, some other jobs in student affairs before that, but I really enjoyed my time here at Henry Ford so far, and looking forward to doing a lot of great things.
What is your impression of the school?
The school is great. You want to talk about a very diverse group of students, all eager to learn, all eager to improve. You know, in the job placement office, we see a lot of students who are in a lot of different places in their lives. We have students who are looking for that first job that they've ever had outside of, you know, babysitting the little brother and sister.
Paper all
the
routes,
way,
sure.
All the basics, yeah. All the way up to people who have transitioned out of the automotive industry, looking to change their career path. Coming back to school to get retrained on different things, so it keeps you on your toes when you're dealing with students with such a wide variety of experiences.
Absolutely. Now, I noticed that you have more than a few things going on in that department over there.
Yeah, we're trying to keep busy.
What are some of the events that are coming up? And if you don't mind, because I know there's some that are closer than others.
Sure. We've had a couple of workshops already. Primarily, the workshop series we try and do every semester is kind of geared around the job search process. We'll talk with students about a wide range of issues. Generally, the workshops are about 1.5 hours long. And it's really whatever we think is necessary to get the students prepared to enter into the career field of their choice. So we'll do a resume writing workshop, we'll do a dress for success workshop. Some of the ones we have coming up, making the transition, we call it the sweatsuit to business suit workshop, where we talk with students about the transition from a college environment to a professional environment. For a lot of students, they're not ready to make that transition yet, or they may lack some of the basic skills, like the way you format an email to your friends about what you're going to be doing this weekend. Probably not the best way to format an email to your boss about a project you're working on.
Really?
Yeah. Surprisingly.
Oh, wow.
So
we talk a lot
about that, and about, you know, how to dress, things like that, and some steps you can take to make sure that your first year on the job, you not only do the job, but that you stand out to your employer. You do all the right things to kind of make a smooth transition and then do well in the new position.
Okay, and that one was called the Sweatsuit to
Business Suit Workshop. We're having that on Monday the 26th from 10 to 11:30 over in the Liberal Arts Building, room L14.
So should people register for this?
They can pre-register if they want to. Some of the workshops have limited space because we'll be using computer labs, things like that, with only a certain amount of computers. So for those, pre-registration guarantees that you'll be in front of a computer working on your resume, working on your cover letter. For some of them, if you want to pre-register, we'll always take that because it's always helpful to know how many students you're planning on attending. But for some of the ones we have coming up, just show up. If you see it, you know, 2 minutes beforehand, if you see a flyer for it and you want to walk in, of course, we'll take you.
Great. The next workshop you have coming up, after that one would be November 4th.
That's right.
Job Search Strategies, is it?
Yeah, the Job Search Strategies workshop is something that I first did at Wayne State and brought it over here. Basically, a lot of students think that the only place to look for a job might be Career Builder or Monster Track. Some of them talk to their parents. Their parents say, well, start going door to door. Well, in reality, there's a lot of different ways of going about doing a job search, both online and in person. So we try and impart some basic ideas on how you can make sure that you're, A, targeting the area that you want to target for the type of job that you might be interested in, but also to make sure you hit maximum, you know, get your information out to the maximum number of people possible that could possibly hire you. So that's going to be on the 4th from 3 to 4:30, and that'll be in T123 in the technology building, right in my my home building.
And again, this is Campus Connection, and we're speaking with Chad Austin, for the job placement officer here at Henry Ford. But this isn't limited just to the student body, correct?
It's also available to alumni.
Okay.
One of the things that we're really conscious of is that a lot of students that have graduated from Henry Ford still stay in the area. The job placement office is there for all students that are currently enrolled at Henry Ford. and all alumni. We'd love to be able to help everyone that's ever taken a class here, but in reality, that's just too many people. Cool. So
it also is incentive to come here back, knowing absolutely. That this is a program. Absolutely. Absolutely. What are some of the programs that you have that are a little further out there?
Sure.
Because I know that, we'll talk about these in future shows, but for right now, while we have the audience listening.
Sure. We have a resume writing workshop coming up, and the day after that, we have a cover letter writing workshop coming up. Both of those are key. You know, when we talk about putting yourself out there for the first time, talking to employers, the very first thing that they will see is your resume and your cover letter. That is your calling card. So that really needs to represent the very best of you. It's not something that you can do once and then forget about and just send out a blanket resume, send out a blanket cover letter. You won't get the response that you want from an employer unless you tailor it, unless you learn how to create it from scratch and then modify it based on the job you're looking for. So one of the things we do is we have a hands-on resume writing workshop in a computer lab. So the students will listen to me, the students and the alumni will listen to me for a little while, talk about some of the key aspects of writing a resume, and then they'll actually have time to work on it in a computer lab, and I'll stick around, walk them through the process, answer any questions they might have, and even say, you know, this isn't lining up, let's try this. So it's a great chance for students to make a lot of progress on their resume really quickly and do it the right way right from the start.
Have you had any feedback from some of the businesses in the community at all?
We started to do that, and we've gotten really great responses. I've sent out a few blanket emails to some of the businesses in the area, all very eager to recruit. It's not a great recruiting time. The economy's not where we want it to be, so as a result, jobs suffer. But the employers that I have talked to have been very eager to recruit with Henry Ford. They like the students. They like their level of commitment. They like the variety of experiences they can get. So we're always working on that, always trying to bring in more employers, trying to bring more employers to campus. We'll be doing a number of career fairs throughout the year, all designed to connect students and employers. Because when you think of the job placement office, that's the first thing that comes to a student's mind. Can you help me get a job? Can
Absolutely.
You help me get a job
yeah.
with an employer? So whatever we can do to get the students in there, connected with them, that's what we're going to do.
Well, and it's good, I think, for the student to know that you're having this interaction with for lack of a better term, the outside world, because those are the people that you are preparing them to meet.
Exactly, exactly.
You know what you're talking about when you say that a particular company, the resume should look like this, because there's a consistency element.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, so we want to stand out in certain ways, but you don't necessarily want to, I don't remember what movie it was, but somebody used a pink paper and it smelled like some kind of perfume.
No. Yeah, that'd be Legally Blonde. Unfortunately, I know that movie because I've actually had some students bring in colored paper for their resumes, do some different things like that. There's a right way and a wrong way to stand out when it comes to resumes, things like that.
And what would that qualify as, the right or the...
The right way is
because she did get into school.
Exactly. Well, you know, again, that's Hollywood, and as I'm fond of saying, that's a movie, not real life.
Right.
But and I think in reality, she'd probably got laughed out of the building. Luckily, it was a comedy.
I don't know. There was a hot tub scene. That, I don't. Regardless. But no, seriously, the consistency with and I know that from my own experience. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, people always talk, well, you can say whatever you want on a resume. Mm-hmm. They don't really read them, and you and I know that isn't true.
Absolutely. There are so many people that will look at a resume over the course of a job search or over the course of considering someone for hiring into a position, especially now when the market's flooded. As a result, your resume has to be letter perfect, it has to look good, and you have to know your resume from top to bottom. An employer can ask you about anything and everything, and if you don't have a good answer, something that you've thought about, something you've rehearsed, not necessarily rehearsed to the point of having it down like a script, but knowing what you want to say about your experiences, knowing what you want to say about the things that you've done, is absolutely critical. So when we say, you know, you have to customize your resume or tailor it, I guess would be the best word, to the particular job you want, we're not talking about lying, but, you know, in a particular job, you might have done 20 things. Well, maybe only 5 or 6 of them are relevant to the next job you're applying for. Those should be the ones that are on the resume, not all 20. Those, if you do that, then the 5 or 6 that are really going to help you get that next job will kind of get lost in the shuffle.
Absolutely. And I think that the interview skills, you talked about that. That's something that goes a long way. I think we all remember our first interview. It's, mm-hmm. it's terrifying.
Absolutely.
What's your, especially when they ask you to name something like your, what are your, some of your strengths and some of your weaknesses?
Sure.
It's very difficult, not that, not to be honest about yourself, but you're, I guess, wondering just how much should you tell somebody?
Sure.
You
know? And the real challenge with interviews is knowing, you know, there, no two employers are exactly alike and they're going to ask you the exact same question. So knowing what to say, I call it the star method. You know, how to stand out like a star, and it's the, you know, the situation, the task, the action, and the result. That's kind of what you want to say in every possible situation. You want to talk about, this is what the situation was, this is what I had to do, this is what I did, and this is what the outcome was. That really shows that you've kind of thought about every aspect of when you get asked those tough questions. There's a lot of things you can do to kind of stand out in an interview in the right way and in the wrong way. We always want to teach our students to stand out in the right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thank you very much, Lindsay.
This is great. No, I'm ready to go to a workshop. I'm ready to get a job.
Sign up.
Not quite. I'm not ready.
I am a little curious about, you have one coming up. It's not until December.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the salary negotiations. So we're allowed to talk about money with
Absolutely.
A potential employer. Huh?
Well, that is the key. And that's one of the first things we address is when to talk about a salary. You know, I've seen resumes where people state in their objective statement, this is how much I want to make. And I tell them, you know, that's not the right time to talk about salary. But an employer at some point is going to sit you down and is going to offer you a job. Now, how you choose to respond from that point forward can determine whether or not you get the max amount of salary possible or if you're going to have to settle for what the company wanted to give you. There's room for modification to a salary. It's not a case, and you know, this isn't for every student. You know, if you're getting your first job out of college and you don't think you can do any better, it's okay to not engage in, you know, that negotiation mm-hmm. process. But there's a lot of things that go into a salary, and people think about the dollar signs and they don't always think about everything else. And especially in today's world, you want to make sure you have a good health plan. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about vacation. You want to talk about the little perks that can go along with a potential job offer, like a company car, like, you know, paid lunches, things like that. There's a lot of different things. So it's important to kind of hear the entire package, and then it's okay to say, is this salary negotiable? You know, because if they were going to offer you, you know, $35,000 and you tell them you'll work for $32,000, they'll probably offer you $32,000. So it's important to kind of know where you stand, do your research, and we talk about all that in the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of different things that go into having an effective negotiation strategy when you go into your first kind of professional position.
I'm excited for that.
I know my first inclination is just okay.
Sure, and that's very common.
You're gonna give me money, yeah. Okay?
You know, that's, and the more you talk to students, and I can relate personally as well. When you get that job, especially the one you really want, you know,
mm-hmm. I
will say that the HFCC job was the job I really wanted.
The one you'd be willing to pay.
Exactly. This is the one. This is the one. It's got all the experience that I'm looking mm-hmm. for. It's a great opportunity for advancement. You know, they offer it. It's, you think that it's like a time limit thing. Like if I don't say yes right away, they're going to move on to the next candidate. It's perfectly okay to say I'm very interested in this job. This is what I want. Is it negotiable? And if they say no, you say, and if it's still the job you want, then you say, all right, I accept. If it's a case where some negotiation is required in order for you to take the job, you open it up for negotiation.
And there isn't a stopwatch that somebody's holding. And I think that you're exactly right. There's that fear that if I don't
jump in.
Well, and I think you relating that experience is nice. You probably do that.
I do. I try to.
That's awesome. Well,
sounds like we're very lucky to have you at the college.
Thank you very much.
These workshops are pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. I do have one question about the computer usage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just going to be with the resume and cover letter workshops that they'll be using computers?
You know, generally those are the two that we always try and make sure we have in a computer lab. You know, I'll do a resume presentation to anybody. If it's just going to class, things like mm-hmm. that, I'm happy to do it. But the nice thing about doing it in a computer lab is you get the opportunity to then put it right into practice what you're working on. So the resume and the cover letter writing, you can always walk in. If we're full, you can stand in the back, listen to my little spiel and walk out if you want to. But the hope is that you'll stick around and, you know, bring that flash drive, plug it in, and get to work.
Great.
For people that want more information, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
There's a couple different ways. The job placement office is located in T112 in the technology building. You can give us a call at 313-845-9618, or you can email us at careers@hfcc.edu. We check both of those regularly.
What's the phone number again?
It's 313-845-9618.
Okay, and the technology building is at the it'll be the westernmost building?
That's correct.
We did find out a short while ago that some point next week, the parking situation here will be, at least for this season, completely remedied.
That's the way it's looking.
That's our understanding.
That's the way it's looking. It sounds.
There will be more work to be done. We know this is a two, for lack of a better term, two-phase process, but the first phase will be done, they said, next week, and that will put us very close, parking-wise, to the technology building.
Absolutely.
But we have the phone number. Go ahead.
Do you mind if I make a plug for one other committee that I'm on, if that's all right?
No,
with
please,
you?
Please.
I'm also on a community outreach committee with the city of Dearborn. You know, here at Henry Ford, we take the community part of the community college very seriously. We want to give back to the community whenever possible. So one of the things that myself and three other members of the outreach committee are doing is we're doing workshops for the community where anyone can attend on job search strategies. That's actually the next one we have coming up at the end of October. Don't have a specific date yet, but when I do, I'll definitely let you know. No cost to attend whatsoever. It's free and open to the public.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's something where, you know, we did a resume writing workshop in early October, and we're going to push ahead at the end of September, and we're going to push forward with another one at the end of October. We're really excited about
it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, when we do get a date for this, it's going to be here on campus at Henry Ford Community College?
It'll probably be at the MTEC. Okay. That's the MTEC building. We had our first one there, and it had all the facilities that we need, so we're probably going to probably do it there again. It's a good location for getting people to kind of see an aspect of HFCC they might not normally see.
And that's on Schaefer?
Yes, it is. It's on Schaefer Road.
From, I want to say it's south of Michigan?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
All right. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, that's great.
And not a lot of people know about that, so we're a little bit of breaking news here, Lindsay.
Yeah.
What do you think? Chad, thank you so much.
Thank you very
and
much.
And if there's anything we can do to help you, we'd love to, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me here.
All right. Have a great day. Lindsay, that was Chad from a few minutes ago. Where Lindsay and I are back. This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, and this is HFCC Campus Connection, not collection, but connection. And I'm Dennis, and this is Lindsay. And Lindsay, hello. What do you think of Mr. Chad?
I think Mr. Chad is great. Chad Austin. I'm pretty excited for what he's got going on with the workshops and with college and his community outreach.
Well, he gives it credibility.
Yeah.
You know, the guy looks like, I mean, he's taller than me, so right away, and I'm not short. But no, seriously, he, you know, I believe him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows,
right.
I mean.
I'm going to go to a workshop for sure. I'm definitely going to check it out.
I get the impression that salary negotiating one is.
I think I'm really interested in it. And it's right after my birthday, so I'm all about the salary negotiations right after the big day.
Well, maybe I'll go with you and we can learn and we can negotiate our salaries here at the radio station.
I think that sounds like a plan.
We are volunteers.
We are volunteers.
Yeah, that's important to say.
Seminars, though, there's quite a few going on campus. Were you aware of the college transfer seminar going
on? I was
on?
Not aware of that one.
This Please. One is coming up, actually, next Tuesday, the 20th, will be the first one, and that's for students that are interested in transferring to EMU, Eastern Michigan University. They are going to be helping students with questions regarding the minimum and maximum amount of credits that are needed to transfer, what HFCC credits do transfer, how to apply to a university. I mean, this sounds really interesting for people that want to go to a university and transfer out of Henry Ford. The one after that is going to be for U of M Dearborn, and that's going to be the following Tuesday, November 27th. Or, I'm sorry, October 27th.
October 20th. Now, the first one you were talking about, that absolutely is very relevant to me because there are certain things, and I think we all hear the horror story of the individual who goes to school under the impression, for whatever reason or whatever way they found this out, that all of their credits or most of them will transfer, only to find out that they don't.
No.
I'm
collecting credits, just collecting, just to keep them. And maybe if I go to one of these seminars, I can figure out which university wants my credits.
That's covering a lot of ground, for sure.
We have three universities that we're going to be working with, Wayne State University, U of M Dearborn, and EMU. And these seminars sound great. They're being put together, presented by the UTAC, which is the University Transfer Advising and Career Counseling Center.
Okay.
You want to learn more about it, I mean, you can definitely check out hfcc.edu, or you can stop by the Learning Resource Center and go to room 121, counseling room. Everybody's been to the counselors here. We all know where they are.
Well, we went there today, actually.
Went there today and talked a little bit about this Imagine the Possibilities. Right?
Well, I actually found out more from a wonderful lady on campus. Her name is Brenda Buchanan, and she is the point person, the contact person for, what was the one you just named?
Imagine the Possibilities, Non-Traditional Careers for Women.
We'll talk about that, and then I'll talk about this one.
Well, that one is also being presented by the UTAC, and I guess it's has quite the reputation. It is going to be free admission, free breakfast, free lunch. I'm so in. Right there, I'm sold.
Exactly. I'm in. I will dress in drag and go. And
well, no, actually, in the spring, they do offer non-traditional careers for men, so we'll talk about that another day. But okay. this is all about the girls, okay?
Okay. It's not
and it's about
me,
the girls
right?
that are looking, you know, non-traditional careers for women. We're talking, you know, welding, sheet metal. There's tons of energy jobs that are coming to Michigan right now. They're definitely going to be touching on that. I'm sure they will be. And basically, this is going on November 11th at 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You're free to drop in and, you know, listen for a little while and take off, catch your free lunch. But, I mean, I think once you get there, you're going to want to stay. And
well, if I'm not mistaken, this also ties into the Perkins Grant, which my understanding is people that are that qualify for non-traditional jobs, like you said, the
women,
the men want to go into nursing. That is considered non-traditional still, even mm-hmm. though there are quite a few men that are in that particular field. And because of the connotations, whatever, that it's a more appropriate or more longstanding with a particular gender, this Perkins Grant encourages
it does.
The other people to do that. Ms. Brenda Buchanan also told me about a career development workshop for disability, people with disability. In fact, what I have here is if it's okay with you, I'm going to read it right from here. Worried your disability may hurt your chances of getting a job. Wonder whether you should disclose your disability. Need work experience that will make a difference. Well, this workshop covers all that. It is the opportunities in Michigan's AmeriCorps and Michigan corporations. And the panel consists of a Kathy McAdam, who's a consultant with Diverse Ability LLC. Also a John Lepetz. He's a retired manager from Ford Motor Company. Obviously, we know Ford in this area. And then Rachel Reading, Michigan's AmeriCorps Impact, inspiring mentors, parents, and children together. So everybody comes out there, and she said, and again, refreshments. So I can forgot that. She said it's more like after the presentation, there's a question and answer, and they also go over things like interview skills, resume writing. Sound familiar?
Oh yeah.
Things that are important for a job.
Where was this one being held? I'm sorry, I missed that.
This is in the ASCC building right here at the beginning of campus. At
the big blue building, right? With all
you.
The windows. Yeah.
And inside it's the Rosenau Room within that big building with all the windows. This is happening on the 3rd of November from 10 in the morning until noon. And again, it's a workshop for people that are disabled. It seems like it runs the gamut. It's 2 hours, so if they're serving refreshments, it's probably not lunch and breakfast like the other one. But
is this open to the public?
This is open to the public. Everything, yeah. This both the things that we talked about. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the non-traditional careers for women, that was open to the public as well.
You talked about how important that is. I believe that during a conversation I had with somebody, they had 30-plus people there.
Last year, yeah.
But that was... There were a lot more that would have wanted
plot
to. That,
thickens.
Yeah, well, they found out about it later. So I'm glad that here we are just under a month in advance and we can tell people about it. What else do you have on your schedule? You know where I want to go with this.
You want to go with food, don't you? He's been talking about food all day.
Well,
all right.
We
have a wonderful restaurant here on campus. So I took the words right out of your mouth.
If you didn't say it, I
would have,
yes.
All right. Well, I have a lovely looking menu here. I'm starving.
I know. Well, we spoke earlier with Kathy. From the restaurant here at 5101.
She's the manager.
She's the manager and just a wealth of information. And she told us about something coming up this week. I'll let you go. Go ahead.
Well, this week is Oktoberfest. And there is a beautiful flyer here. There's a mug of beer on it. I don't think they're going to have beer. No beer. Wonderful food, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you can go get your beer elsewhere. That's
yeah.
Fine.
Well, after you fill up on the Bavarian potato soup with the spatzels.
That's a kind of what is that? A kind of noodle?
I think.
Let's stick with that.
We'll stick with that.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to get someone from 5101 in here. Definitely talk to us about their menu.
Well, we can do that and try it.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm definitely trying it.
Okay.
Wednesday, they are full for dinner. They're completely full.
At 6 o'clock,
but there's an 11 to 1 lunch buffet. This is a buffet. It's $12. There's everything from, like I said, the potato soup to bratwurst to Berlin-style roast pork loin with apricot glaze. Doesn't that make your mouth just water?
It does. Well, you know, the key word is buffet, because I get the impression from buffet that I do not have to stop until I'm just, like, bursting.
Well, a key word for me would be dessert, and it's also a buffet. So there's Black Forest Tort. Sounds yummy. Cheesecake. This is just, it goes on forever, and it sounds like it's just going to be mouth-watering. And it's Oktoberfest, Wednesday, October 14th. That's tomorrow. And it's $12 a person. And it's a buffet.
And you can't beat that. No, food.
And it's October.
But she did say not only for this, but in other dinners. She highly recommended reservations. Do we have contact information?
Well, the weekly specials change every week, where there's different dinner specials.
Right.
Correct? And yes. Contact information would be 313-206. Mm-hmm. 5101, 5101, easy to remember.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
But she said that we can go to the website to see.
That's hfcc.edu/5101. It's great.
But she hand wrote something else, and this food thing is very important, folks. So, the campus connection, HFCC campus connection. I may have it because
here it is.
You got it.
Yes, next week Polish platter. That's your area of expertise.
I am 100% Polish, and this is something I grew up with, this food. The Polish platter includes, she called it pierogi. When I was growing up, it was pronounced pierogi. Also kielbasa and gołąbki.
Gołąbki. Stuffed cabbage.
Thank you. That's how people would know that, sure. Yum. Also city chicken, rainbow trout. Now, this has me fascinated. I'm kind of a fish fan, and I wondered how that was prepared, and she said most likely stuffed.
That's what she's thinking.
Stuffed trout. Help me with this word here. It's a salad.
This was the salad. Caponata?
Sure.
Caponata salad.
Better than I would do.
Yeah.
But in fact, it was more of like a grilled vegetable salad. She said there was zucchini and squash.
Sounded wonderful.
And yeah, everything was grilled in a salad form. And then there was grilled bratwurst, which, of course, you can't go wrong.
And then my favorite is the soups.
Okay. Tuesday. When this will air. Tuesday is the cream of cauliflower, and then Thursday is the
dill pickle.
Now, I've not ever had dill pickle.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's so good. There's actually little the dill pickle that I've had before, dill pickle soup, little pieces of dill pickle, really little pieces.
All right.
Some dill, like, herby stuff in there. It's kind of a cream base. It's not like a, it's creamy. It's good.
But what else? I mean, is there like...
Well, there's rice or barley. I'm not sure. Sometimes it's really hard to tell the two apart. For me, I don't know.
But there's no beef or anything in it?
No beef, okay. No.
So it is kind of a lighter. That actually does sound good.
It's really good.
Just when somebody first really told good. You, hey, you know, Lindsay, try this dill pickle soup. I don't think
there's
you
a Polish restaurant that I love that serves it. So I'm definitely going to check out 5101's specials for next week. Okay. And try it and see how it is.
No, we talked, they also have something coming up for the holiday, and I know that we'll get into more detail, and I know at some point we're going to try to get Kathy.
I'm almost ready for holidays. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I should let you know, you don't know this about me, but at Christmas time, our house, are you familiar with Bronner's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's our house.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah. Mostly inside. We do a little bit outside. I'm not like Clark Griswold. I don't get out there with 25,000
lights. Do you wait till after Thanksgiving? Dennis.
Is Thanksgiving before or after November 1st?
Oh, geez.
Does that answer your question? No, it's not. I cannot be completely blamed for this. My wife is whatever, and she makes a lot of homemade crafts and bakes and all these things. So, yeah, from about November 1st on, it's...
So Christmas cookies all November all and November, December? All right, yeah. I expect them next show. November. I want some Christmas.
Actually, my wife won't let me bring them out of the house.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm kidding. Oh, okay. I'm kidding. All right, let's talk about the menu.
Let's talk about this holiday buffet.
Please.
That's going on November 18th. Actually, you know what? I'm off on the holidays. I'm not really with it, because I would think after Thanksgiving is when the holidays start, and according to 5101, November 18th, that's our holiday buffet. So I'm starting the holidays early this year.
Okay.
Looks like I'll be there.
And I have a feeling that they can be persuaded, maybe in the future holidays, to even move it up a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
See, the key here is to move it up incrementally, maybe a day or two. Mm-hmm. This is how my wife sucked me into the whole thing. At first, it was, like you said, after Thanksgiving. And then it was the day before. And then a day before that, pretty soon, yeah. But she's never gone. She's never broken the code, which is Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's on the menu?
Oh, well, where do I start? Start with the main desserts. Well, pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Pumpkin pie is the main dessert for the holidays, I would say. They have a pretty good looking sweet yam potato. Sounds kind of nice for the holidays.
Okay. Do they have turkey?
Wow.
No?
Good call. Yes. Roast turkey with bread dressing and pan gravy. This sounds yummy. Right. Oh, I'm getting too hungry, Dennis.
I know. Well, drink your water. Anyway. All right. So we have contact information. We spoke with Kathy. I mean, anybody will help you there. But Kathy was definitely extremely helpful, and she said that as these things come about, she'll keep us informed.
And reservations are recommended if you would like to join one of these buffets. You don't have to, but I recommend it because it fills up.
Yes.
They seat...
she said 120?
I think so. It was half of it was closed off while we were in there. So right. And the wall expands, and it turns into like this giant, huge restaurant. So, but they fill up. They fill up, and if you want to make a reservation, 313-206-5101 and talk to Kathy.
Talk to Kathy, whoever answers, but tell them you heard it here. It won't help you at all, but maybe it might.
Maybe it will.
You never
know. It's going to help us.
It's going to help us. Okay, so now that we're conveniently and completely starving, what else do you have on our particular show menu? Because I know that we had a couple
stars. Of stars. Since I'm starving, I want to talk about looking at stars.
Oh, maybe. I do. You know, and this is a funny story. Well, it's not funny and kind of sad, actually. I was telling somebody, they said, well, what kind of things will the Campus Connection? This is the Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay. They said, what kind of things will you talk about on the show? And I said, well, things that they go on at HFCC but relate to the surrounding communities, such as, the free shows at our planetarium. And then I continued and I started to say something else. And this person said, wait.
Free?
Well,
planetarium.
Yeah, that was first. Yeah, it was planetarium. Yeah. You have a planetarium. Absolutely, we have a planetarium, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And the shows are, you have that in front of you.
Every Tuesday, 7:30 from now until November 24th. Every Tuesday at 7:30 now until November 24th. You can be coming with groups. I think my daughter's Girl Scout troop is going to be going to the planetarium next week. So. This something definitely to look into.
But there's for your youngsters. The one catch is that it only seats 48.
48, and doors open at 7:15. So make sure to get there right when the doors open. Get yourself a seat. They are not going to let you stand around in there. It gets it's really dark. It's dark.
Oh,
you have
so
to be sitting down.
You have done this.
No, but I know I've been to a planetarium before.
Yeah. Right.
I've been in the planetarium here at Henry Ford. Yes. Okay. I haven't gone to these show to this new show. The show is The Road Not Taken, a Fall Star Talk Planetarium show. It's, you know, it's free. The Road Not Taken.
The Road Not Taken.
Okay. A Fall Star Talk. So okay. My guess is we're going to be looking at the fall sky, and we're going to be learning about the stars in the fall sky and what to be looking for. My parents have a property up north, and the stars up there are beautiful, so I'm going to check this one out. So when I take my next trip up there.
You can actually see them up there, though.
Oh, yeah, you can see the Milky Way up there.
Because there's
it's
not
a lot
a,
different from
lights.
Being here in the city.
Absolutely. And the planetarium is in the science building on the main campus. The best way to go to the south parking lot.
Yeah.
The south parking
south
lot.
Parking lot.
Because if you take
it's
this,
right across from the Child Development Center.
Exactly. And actually attached to the health building, which is the big building on the corner. So if you go in the south parking lot, you'll see the health building. Science is right next to it, and they are linked together. And like you said, behind the Child Development.
Yeah, if you walk in those doors right behind the Child Development Center, the planetarium's bam, right there.
Okay.
So it's exciting.
Okay. Well, something, you know, and this was really important to me because, here at WHFR, our license is held by HFCC, by the college itself. And they have, we have a small budget we work with here. But we're mostly, the station itself is mostly self-sustaining. We don't get money from the general operating fund from the college. A lot of the money comes from donations, from listeners, and from benefits that we do. Money we had,
some good benefits, too.
Well, there's one coming up. Now, and I don't know, were you able to go to the record show? We just had a wonderful record show.
No, I didn't make it.
Well, I came out and I set up, and it was really interesting because it was a windy day. It was a crazy day.
It was a crazy day.
We had so much stuff going on, and yet it was very successful. The first one I'd gone, and I think the second one here at the school, but it was just huge, and we had a lot of people participating, we had a lot of people coming in. Everybody made a little bit of money, and of course, that money that we make goes directly to the station. Two-thirds to three-fourths of what we use, our budget, is raised by the station itself. And that brings me to this wonderful, it's a WHFR.FM fall benefit concert. It's Saturday. Now you've been here.
Oh yeah. Well, yes. I'm Ramo from New Place Lounge.
Okay.
Good guy.
I know great the guy. I know the name. I've never been. I will be. This will be my first time going to the new place.
Do you like the blues, Dennis?
Love the blues.
Okay, then this is your place to be.
All right.
For sure.
Well, I met this guy. Carl Henry was here in the studio this past Friday afternoon. He was here at 2 o'clock. Right after Jay's show, The Journal.
Okay.
He was on Joanne's show.
Oh, I just missed him.
You did?
And I just left.
He came in. He was playing guitar. I had to go. I had a commitment. But I got a chance to talk to him a little bit. And just a neat guy. Huge guy. Really big. And I recognized him. And I was like, man, I know you from somewhere. Well, of course, it was from this flyer. This beautiful flyer that we were putting out. But this is taking place. Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I'm just wondering when it is. It's Saturday, November 7th.
Yes.
New Place Lounge, which is on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. 22723. Actually, they're painting it. It's now not the brick color, brown brick color. It's like a cream colored building getting painted.
Okay.
Looks nice.
And it would be wouldn't you say about a quarter mile east of, say, Outer Drive? Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming to Michigan Avenue, Outer Drive, I make a right. It's about a quarter mile. It'll be on your right hand side, which will be the south side of Michigan Avenue. It's November 7th. What time does that start?
9:30 to 1:30 in the morning. This is my kind of night.
But the best part of it is how much, what's the donation, the requested donation?
$5.
Okay.
That's it. And you get three blues artists. And this is partners with the Detroit Blues Society as well. So, I mean, there's not only going to be some great musicians to listen to there, I'm sure we're going to be able to maybe meet a few people, see what's going on in the blues world and...
That's the thing, and they have a following. The artists, the Broken Arrow Blues Band.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we talked about Carl Henry, and then you have Lemon James.
Mm-hmm.
They have quite a following too. So, can you imagine the mix of? It's going to be really. I mean, obviously, blues lovers, but eclectic mix of people with backgrounds. So, and
this is great for WHFR. This is going to be one fun benefit.
Well, it's kind of huge, yeah. And for $5, come on,
you can't beat it.
So, yeah, that was something really kind of important to me. And again, we use this. This is something that a benefit that we would use. We use to help sustain the station. So if you're listening to the station, obviously you like it. This is something that would be important, maybe to take part in and also enjoy. You can truly enjoy yourself. There was one other thing I wanted to bring up while we're on Michigan Avenue. We have a journal now. We've had a publication here on campus, and it was called. It was formerly Good Wheels. Dr. Jim Wanless. Published this.
I know of this.
And the thing about it was, and I know I participated in the Barrett Creative Writing Contest last year. I was fortunate to place. And I know that they had on display at that time, they had the Good Wheels in one of the liberal arts cases. I don't know what you call it. Display case.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, that looks pretty cool. I wonder, what they're doing with that. And apparently, even though it didn't come out, it wasn't published every year. If they would publish it every 2 to 3 years, it would still include contributions from people that entered the creative writing contest as well as students, Dr. Wineless classes, students from his classes each year. Well, I'm telling you all that background. You're like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, apparently there still is a student magazine, and it's a focus on students, but it also, the contributions aren't just students. It's also from faculty, staff, and alumni, which is kind of a big deal to me. There's a lot of people out there that I know, it's really difficult to... I live in Dearborn, and it's difficult to walk down the street and meet people that didn't go here. But for the graduates, for the actual alumni, they're welcome to contribute to the new version of Good Wheels, which is called the Michigan Avenue Journal. I spoke with Ms. Ruth Ann Schmidt a little bit earlier today, and she's really excited about this. She's got her plate full with this thing. But she is accepting, and I'm going to read from this for you. She says, "Do you have something to share, a desire to express yourself artistically? Michigan Avenue, HFCC's Journal of Poetry, Prose, Artwork, and Photography, is accepting submissions from HFCC students, alumni, faculty, and staff. Artwork and creative writing, and again, that includes poetry, prose, fiction, nonfiction, can be submitted via email through December 1st, 2009. The works must be no more than 25 pages and include your name, phone number, and email and street address on your entry." She also said that she wants photographs, and that's something that's new. It's kind of new to this. Or we'll have that.
Huh. There's a little heightened there.
It was a little what?
I don't know. It's heightened something.
I know.
Heightened up. Uh-oh.
We're gone. Better?
Well, no, now we're gone. My mic's out, or my headphones are out. My mic's still on. Oh, there it is.
Okay, your headphones are right there.
We're back.
This high-tech little thing we have here. We're in the middle of a campground in up north Michigan. Okay, not really. All right, we're okay?
We're all good. We're on.
I love doing these level checks halfway through a show. Well, not even halfway. This is Campus Connection. I'm Dennis.
I'm Lindsay.
And we were talking about the Michigan Avenue Journal. And again, something Ruth Ann Schmidt was really wonderful to share with me. She said, if you have questions, you can call her with the questions. Well, I'll put that number first. 313-845-6465. 313-845-6465. If you have questions about the submissions or about the magazine, she said. But if you do have a submission and you want to send the work, and that includes photos, she's taking photographs, and I guess that's kind of new. Her email address is R Schmidt, R being for Ruth Ann, and her name is spelled S, C as in cat, H, M as in Mary, ITT1 at hfcc.edu. I'll repeat that, but you can also go to the hfcc.edu website, and there is information on there, but it's RSCHMITT1 at hfcc.edu, and the deadline is December 1st, 2009. The literary magazine will be available beginning of April. That's her goal, and it will be for sale. There is no compensation there's no like money for being included in this, but you will get a byline, which, as every writer knows, is huge. And she also said that this is available. You can check it out at facebook.com/MichiganAV. So that's the Michigan Avenue Journal. I love writing. That's something I'm going to take part in for sure. Absolutely.
I'm excited about this. This sounds really cool. I had no idea, really. This is all new to me. I didn't know Henry Ford like had a magazine they were working on at all. Like, I'm not really familiar with the Good Wheels, was it?
No, but that's why we're here.
All right.
Do you do writing? See, I don't even know.
I do, yeah. I write a little bit, so this is pretty cool.
Are you going to write poetry for this?
I don't do poetry. Okay. No, I just write.
Well, I know a little poetry, but it's the dirty kind, the limericks, and they're not appropriate, I don't think, for...
I do ad libs. ad lib.
The mad libs?
Yeah, a little bit.
What else do you have on your agenda over there?
Well, we have something pretty cool coming up. Those Who Teach Ken, a Metro Detroit Educators Extravaganza. This is going to be for Metro Detroit Secondary School art teachers, and their works are going to be on display here at the art gallery.
Okay, so wait. So there's teachers throughout the Metro Detroit area.
Secondary school teachers, art teachers.
Okay, so we can't assume every art teacher can actually creates art, but we're saying here that these teachers will.
Well, the teachers that are going to be, their works are going to be on display.
Okay. Well, just I remember having an art teacher in high school 1,000 years ago who knew everything.
This isn't getting started until November. So, and it's going to go on through December, till the beginning of December. I'm sorry, December 11th is when it ends. So our next show, we're going to have a lot more information on this and what's going on with the art world and Metro Detroit teachers.
Okay.
There is going to be a reception Friday, November 6th from 6 to 8. Really, we need to know just a little bit more.
I know. Well, we'll find out more. That's okay. We got to tell people. But the reception probably includes refreshments, so you know that can pencil me in.
Well, it's coming up November, so our next show is going to be...
Well, that's the thing. It might be after. Yeah. So... as much information, I guess, as we can give is where...
It's ongoing.
It's ongoing?
It's ongoing.
Okay.
November 6th till December 11th.
Okay. All right. Cool. And then there's something else actually going on right now.
Living Legends of Clay.
Now, this... I know that there was a reception for this earlier in the month.
Monday, October 5th.
Okay.
Just missed it.
We just missed it, but this also is ongoing.
Oh, this is ongoing. This is going to go through October 30th. Oh,
by the way, this is another one of those. You guys have an art gallery? Absolutely. We absolutely have an art gallery. It's in the Fine Arts Building, McKenzie
Fine Arts Building.
And that is right next to the tech building in the back of the campus, so that would be the western part of the campus. Parking. Beautiful access now, I can proudly say.
Did you happen to notice that circle drive?
I did. It's like brick.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I know. And as it was taking a little bit longer, I was like, gosh, come on. And now I see it, I'm like, oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, worth the wait. No, it is. It's beautiful. And they have these big, round, I don't know what to call them.
like they're not statues, but they're
what's going to go in them?
Concrete, big round things that look really cool to have in front of the Fine Arts Building. It's very fitting. Very fitting.
The technical term, Lindsay says, are the concrete big round things. And that's really a very good description. But the point is that they're doing a lot of work on campus. And so what we thought, well, it wasn't even a minor inconvenience, really. But now I'm looking at it, and it's just absolutely gorgeous.
I'm so excited. I couldn't be more happier to have a nice parking lot to drive through and park my car in.
Oh, I know. I've driven to school in my son's girlfriend's car once in a while, and it's a real low ride.
Ooh.
And do you remember the parking lot before was...
it could be a little dangerous with that low ride.
It was
ride,
less inviting.
Just a little bit.
So now I'm really, I'm really pleased. Now this particular, like I said, the what's going on at the art gallery, I'll let you finish. I keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
Well, there's a few different professors that used to work at New York State School of Ceramics and the University of Delaware and Indiana State University. And these three men, Val Cushing, Dick Hay, and Victor Spinsky, are three of the most outstanding ceramic artists and educators in the United States. That's not me saying that. That's here, right here.
They're coming to visit
us. And their work is on display. They have lectured and exhibited their work around the world. And they, as I know, they are all good friends, and this will be the first time that they are jointly presenting their work together. Like, they've never done this before. So Henry Ford is very, this is an honor to have all of their work together at a workshop or presented at the gallery here at Henry Ford Community College.
That's probably why they call it Living Legends.
And it's ongoing 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock. You can stop in the art gallery anytime during the day in between those hours, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., from now till October 30th. So for the next couple weeks, go check it out.
Well, there are
I've went in there. It's some impressive thing. They're really pretty.
See, and I haven't yet. And I'm in that. Yeah. I'm in that area quite a bit. But the workshops, they have passed. But I did hear, and I have to. I'm going to throw something out there that I have to follow up with more information. But that also will be an ongoing thing. The Art Gallery plans on doing more of these workshops.
Mm-hmm.
They plan on doing more of the
artist artwork kind of
things like that.
Yeah,
and it goes. You said even for the one for the teachers.
For the teachers.
There's actually a reception in there. I mean, we have a real art gallery. I don't mean to sound like I'm, I can't believe it, but I mean, this is a real art gallery.
You could see Dennis right now. He's so excited.
Well, yeah.
We have a real art gallery.
For a second, I forgot about
it. We have a real
food.
Planetarium. We have a real gourmet restaurant. This is something to talk about.
I'm going to go to school here. No, I'm kidding. Of course I do. Of course I do. And while we're on the subject of art, we have, if you had to pick one, what would be your favorite classic Christmas movie /
Scrooge. Well,
that's your favorite character.
I like Scrooge with Bill Murray, but what's the classic? Where does it spawn off of?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, and
that's gonna be here.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it's going to be at the Adria Auditorium in the Kenzie Fine Arts Center.
Here? We're having the Christmas Carol?
We're having the Christmas
Carol.
Oh,
wow.
And what's interesting is, no, it's not the Scrooge version with Bill Murray, and that was so very funny. But the original Charles Dickens had to set this precedent for Mr. Murray to be able to parody. It's the holiday classic tale of Scrooge and how his heart was melted by visits from the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future. Everybody knows this story. It's timeless. But this is presented by the Theater for Young Audiences. So this is targeting, the younger, all ages will enjoy the Dickens book brought to the stage.
Family friendly.
Well, very family friendly.
So I can bring my daughter to this on campus
daughter.
And bring her to school and
exactly
we can go watch the show.
Yep. In fact, I don't know what time she goes to bed, but the matinee may be appropriate for it. It's at 2 p.m. Now, the dates, the 13th of November through the 6th of December. And it's different times. I'm going to try to go over this. The one exception is no performance Thanksgiving weekend, which is the 27th through the 29th.
Is this just a weekend thing, or is this a daily thing?
This is Fridays and Saturday evenings, and then Saturday and Sunday afternoons are the matinee.
Cool.
And it's starting Friday, November 13th, and running through Sunday, December 6th. So we have matinees on Saturdays and Sundays at 2. And then the evening performance is Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. They are in the Adria Auditorium in the Mackenzie Fine Arts Center, which is right down the hall from the art gallery. And tickets, adults, are $12. Children 12 and under are $5. Students with ID are $10.
Oh, not bad.
That would be us.
All right.
And groups of 10 or more are $5 per seat.
Oh, cool.
I may just wrangle some people in just to... No, okay, I'm not that cheap. But there is a number here for more information. People can call 313-845-9817. That's 313-845-9817. And go to the website, too, hfcc.edu. That's basically where I found this, too. What's that?
Well, I was just going to say, now you got me feeling Christmassy. I was complaining earlier saying I'm not ready for the holidays, but I am so excited. All right, Christmas Carol and 5101's holiday buffet.
Everybody's going to think that was planned, and it really wasn't planned. I mean, I didn't. Maybe a little.
You weren't planning on getting me in the holiday spirit.
But I had a rough idea that it would happen anyway, but not from necessarily. That was kind of too easy. There are 1,000, I mean, not 1,000, I'm exaggerating, but there are so many versions of A Christmas Carol. There were musicals. There were plays, obviously, movies. Remember, what was his name? Patrick Stewart did a great version, mm-hmm. awesome version. It was a movie, made like a made-for-TV movie. But I've never actually seen the play. I've never seen it live. Even in Scrooge, of course, they're doing a play, but, mm-hmm. you know, a live, but that's still a movie. So this is one that I have a feeling... Let's see, when is the first one? November 13th. We may actually start. Like, go to this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come home. There'll be, what do you drink? I don't drink alcohol, so eggnog.
Eggnog.
Yeah, I'll do that. And then we may actually start the decorating earlier.
You trim the tree?
No. Well, this is November 13th, and, okay. I just got done telling you that. No, we don't have a live tree. Do you do a live tree?
Every year.
So, do you really?
Oh, yeah.
You guys don't worry about catching fire or anything?
You mean squirrels? No.
Christmas vacation, right?
Yeah, no, I like the real tree.
You have just the one then?
Just a real tree. We just have one. We don't fill the house with them, just one tree.
Okay, so no, we do. We have one in the front room. We have an add-on room in the back of our house that has a fireplace. So, of course, there has to be a tree back there, right?
Oh, my.
And then we have a tree in the basement.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, yeah, you do got to have the tree in the box type of deal, huh?
No,
we've got three of them, yeah. So
pretty,
but they're not real. They're fake,
not real.
Right?
They're
okay,
not
well, yeah, because that many real trees in one house is.
But I have that new tree smell, that little, it's in a little bottle that you can spray it around. And then my wife has, not incense, like potpourri kind of things. I'm telling you,
you
would not. Oh, we don't play around when it comes to. I mean, again, I'm not outside all night putting stuff up on the roof or anything like that.
He's inside setting up 6 Christmas trees.
Okay, and there's another part that I forgot to mention is that I don't really do much of the setting up, but I enjoy the heck out of all this. So all right. I think you're seeing a pattern here that my wife is like real.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You got me.
Well, you know you're gonna come
spirit.
By for eggnog and whatever. So anyway. I have a couple of things that I wanted to take care of before we wind it up. What else do you have there? Do you have anything else, anything exciting?
Let me see what you got. Let's hear it, because we've touched on all my excellent, exciting seminars and workshops that are going to be going on at Henry Ford.
Well, okay. Well, we've talked about the workshops. We had an awesome conversation with Chad, mm-hmm. Chad Austin. Who is, I want to make sure I get his exact title.
Job placement officer.
Job placement officer here at the college. He has a lot of things going on. We have we already went over the contact information from him. We have the other workshops that you talked about. We have all these things going on at our awesome 5101 restaurant right here at the school, which we're very fortunate to have. Although I can probably ease up on
that. Was a that. Belly. That was it's Dennis yeah. his belly.
And it's me. This is better. I tap it than the starts growling. We have our benefit. This is really kind of a big deal to me. The fall benefit concert Saturday, November 7th, folks. That's at the New Place Lounge, which Lindsay said is being painted right now.
The outside.
The outside could be the inside too. That's a $5 donation from 9:30 to 1:30. Again, November 7th. And we have 21 and over. That's important.
Yeah.
21 and over. With the Broken Arrow Blues Band, Lemon James, Carl Henry. All proceeds go to benefit WHFR FM. And it's important to note, an independent, non-commercial radio station. That's us. This show, The Campus Connection, was put on. We are two students here at Henry Ford. The college doesn't tell us what to say. We have that ability. We have the ability to come on here and... put the things out there that we think are important, the things we think the listeners want to know. And there's not a lot of opportunities to do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So we're really proud of it. So if you like hearing this, please don't hesitate to donate. Come out to these benefits. Get something. Some people just donate. They just send money. And I understand that. We appreciate it. But if you have the opportunity to donate and come out and enjoy live music.
Meet some of the staff. Mingle.
Meet this. Oh, definitely. The staff will be there. Have a soda pop or two. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, to me, that's, it's not even...
Just to listen to live music somewhere in Dearborn. We don't have to drive far away and go downtown and pay to park and be.
To
be local in Dearborn and see live music and help out good cause like WHFR and benefit to.
You know, Lindsay, that's a great point because I believe you can park right behind there and there is no paid parking.
No, you don't pay to park in the new Palace Lounge parking lot.
That's kind of a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal.
Okay, and we also talked about the planetarium shows.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you'll go. Tuesday nights, I have a class until 7. So it starts at 7:30.
Doors open at 7:15.
All right.
I'll be there with the Girl Scouts.
All right, the Road Not Taken, a Fall Star Talk, free planetarium. That's cool. And we also talked quite a bit about the Michigan Avenue Journal, where that's open to just about anybody that is associated with the college, either a current student or alumni, and of course, faculty and staff. The deadline for submitting the artwork and creative writing, because she's accepting photography and artwork too. So, do you draw?
Actually, I come from a family of artists, and okay. I do draw just a little bit.
See, and my stick figures are good. But the point is that that's the kind of things that they're accepting now for this new Michigan Avenue Journal. December 1st deadline, contact Ruth Ann Schmidt. And last but not least, I believe we talked enough about the Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol. And we're going to probably get a few more promos in for that at some point. That's all I have for today for this.
I think that's all we have.
This installment of the Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection, WHFR.FM, Making Waves. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Please, we hope you enjoyed everything, and we will see you next time. Again, I'm Dennis.
And I'm Lindsay.
And we are here with the Campus Connection.
There, I'm Lish.
I'm Lance.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Todd.
And we're Penumbrae, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves. It's Tuesday, it's 2 p.m., and that can only mean one thing. You are listening to One Chord to Another, where every week I, your host, Jeff, bring you new and slightly used indie rock and pop through the airwaves at 89.3 in Dearborn and online at WHFR.FM. I hope you've had a great week. Mine could have been a little bit better. I had a little bit of a car accident, but no worries. I'm fine, I'm a little sore, but everything's going good, and I'm definitely still able to bring you the great music you've come to expect from One Chord to Another, so let's get started. First up today is the band The Jayhawks with a song that it just makes, you know, it makes you want to aspire to be so much more in life, and who can't appreciate that? This is the song Big Star by the band The Jayhawks on the station Making Waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.
If I try.